Taped interview with John Wilson, Brookline, Massachusetts, March 11, 1993.
We still haven't gotten to my early life.
No, that's what we want to begin with, your early life, and then we'll see how things go. Now, let me just hold. Well, I'd like to just begin roughly, sort of a chronological or biographical, any biographical format. But if you want to go backwards or forwards at any point, no matter. You were born here in Boston.
Yes.
To parents who had they both come from British
Guiana.
Guiana, and your father had come. And mother had come, what, were then the 19-teens or something?
Did well, it was, I'm trying to, let's see, I was born in 1922, and I think they must have come a couple years before. I mean, because I was born shortly after they arrived.
What was their family background down in British Guiana? Why had they left, and or what had they done there?
Well, my both of them came from, I guess, in the British colonies at the time. I guess you would call them sort of bureaucratic or middle class people who were working essentially, it's a plantation industry that, and sugar was the major crop, the major the thing they produced. And so, and in order to produce the sugar, they had to have technically trained people. And my mother, for example, came, her father was a director, a manager of a refining plant on a huge plantation. I guess I once visited Jamaica because the family, he produced and refined the sugar from the sugar cane, and there was a whole technological process with chemicals and whatnot, which produced the final white sugar, and the quality of the sugar was determined by the kind of grain, whether the grain was large, small, round. I don't really know what the qualities are. And he was so good at this that the owners of the plantation, who lived in England, would win national prizes each year in the industry, etc.
This is your maternal grandfather.
This is my right. And so after, I don't remember what point, but they needed to have someone who had his kind of experience help in the production of their plantation in Jamaica, and so they transferred him after my mother was married and had my sister, I think. The whole family picked up and went to Jamaica. There's everyone but my mother who was married at the time. But
your
my
mother
grandfather,
and father stayed back.
Right, they stayed.
But her parents
went to Jamaica with all of the with my mother's five or six brothers and sisters. But my father stayed because he had been trained to become some technician in connection with this whole process.
The sugar industry.
But in the meantime, some aunt of his in England, some very wealthy aunt in England, died and left all of the people, his brothers and sisters, my aunts and uncles, a little chunk of money. I mean, she was so wealthy, he tells me that she left money to her cats. So to live out their life, rest of their lives in comfort and so forth. And so,
So your father and his family had inherited a bit from this aunt who died in England.
Yeah, right. So he, with this money, opened up a some sort of variety store. As a kid, you have listened to these things. I mean, my life was too. So I didn't really pay that much attention. And later on, I would ask them, and I'm sure that to some extent, my memory of it is not necessarily that precise. But as I